Nigeria Info.
Good morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome to the Morning Crossfire. It's a new week, so happy new week to you. Welcome to the last hour of the show. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Right now, we're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. You're most welcome to join us on those platforms, because I'll be taking comments from those platforms as well. Facebook.com/ Nigeria Info FM, or just search for Nigeria Info 99.3. Then you'll see us. Click on it and you'll be able to see me live. If you're on Facebook, it's a lot easier. Just search for it in your search box and it will pop up. You can click on it and you'll watch the show live on Facebook. The same goes for YouTube as well. So welcome. Without further ado, let's quickly get into the conversation. On Thursday, an event unfolded in Ibadan, an event that would later be very regrettable. A cart pusher, a wheelbarrow pusher, was helping a pregnant lady convey what she had bought from the market to the roadside. They had an agreement. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. Because what later transpired showed that they didn't actually have an agreement. In their heads, maybe they thought that they had an agreement. Because when they got to where the woman was going, the woman is a pregnant woman, you know. Yeah. So she's pregnant. So they started arguing. This is the amount I will pay now. No, that's not, madam. That's not the amount you will pay me. It became quite heated that it caught the attention of a cobbler, a shoemaker, who ran to the scene and tried to intervene. Somehow, for some weird reasons, I mean, everything that happened on Thursday was just weird. For some weird reasons, this got out of control as well. So it became a confrontation between the cart pusher, the wheelbarrow guy, and the cobbler guy, and the shoemaker guy. So two accounts I heard from different people. A journalist friend told me that the report she got was that the cart pusher, during the struggle between the two of them, stabbed the cobbler. The cobbler fell down. It caught the attention of other people. He was rushed to the hospital. Then the next morning, words got out that he had passed. He died. Another account was that the cart pusher used some form of charm to hit him. He fell down. He was rushed to the hospital. Then the end is the same end. Yeah. Whichever way, the cobbler guy died. The news filtered out on Friday. Angry youths, his friends, colleagues, those that knew him, they thronged to the street and they started destroying innocent people's properties, businesses, injured some, killed some. Then the other side also said, no, we're not going to take this lying low. They went out as well, burnt buildings, maimed people, killed people as well. The governor swiftly mobilized security agencies to the area. The military, to be precise, went to the area. The leader of the Southwest Governors, Rotimi Akeredolu, was there as well to assess the situation. Yes, the governor has said that, you know, those that lost things there will be compensated and all, but that's not my focus. No, honestly, it shouldn't be your focus. The focus is, at what point did we get to the point where any slightest thing will result in us attacking one another? Inter-ethnic, inter-religious, inter-tribal. The fault lines. Our fault lines. I remember back in the day, I told this story in the morning. I will tell it again. I remember back in the day, we had a security guard in my house. Baba Fatima. Baba Fatima, very nice man. May God rest his soul. Very nice. He took care of us. He was responsible for our safety. We trusted him with everything that we had. Everything that we had. We had neighbors from other tribes as well. We took care of ourselves. We watched our backs. We were brothers keepers. Who told us? Who convinced us? Who sold it to us that that tribe, this tribe, is the enemy? Who? I will tell you who, but I want you to think about it. Who said this tribe is your enemy? Who drummed it in our children's ears right from when they were young, and now they see every other tribe as the enemy? When did this start? Ordinarily, before now, let me be very honest with you. What happened is Shasha, bad, unfortunate. But before now, that kind of stuff would have still maybe have happened, but it wouldn't have degenerated so quickly into what happened on Saturday, on Friday, Saturday. It wouldn't have been that bad. People would have said, okay, don't worry. The boys will protest. They will do. And they say, okay, no worry. What we're going to do is we're going to fish out this guy. We know him. This is where he stays. This is where he does his business. These are the friends. And they will fish him out. That I am sure of. But that's not the case anymore. Destruction, killing, maiming. That is our story now. Should that be our story? Is this who we are? Now, who sold that mentality to us? They are our parents. They are our teachers. They are our uncles, our fathers, our mothers, our sisters, our religious leaders. Sometimes they don't even know that they're selling us these things. They don't even know. They acted subconsciously, sometimes deliberately. And like they say, children sometimes, all the time actually, are sponges. But adults sometimes can fall for these things too. What happened in Ibadan? What does it mean to you? What is the meaning of that event in Ibadan that has displaced thousands of people, has killed some people? Business is gone. Property gone. Let's talk this morning. I want to know your thought. I want to know your position, where you stand on this. 01465-7190. That is the studio line. 01465-7190. The WhatsApp is there for you to share your thought with me as well. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. Twitter is at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. At Nigeria Info FM. If you're sending me a tweet, after typing your tweet, please add the hashtag Nigeria Info MCF. MCF stands for Morning Crossfire. So hashtag Nigeria Info MCF to end your tweet. Please add it there. It's very important that you do that. Let's get talking. You've got 60 seconds to share your thought with me, and I'm waiting to hear from you this morning. Let's get talking. All right, here we go. We're going to kickstart this conversation with this call here. If you called in earlier, please don't call back again. Let's give fresh people the chance to call in. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Shadrach.
Yes, please.
My name is Shadrach, and I'm speaking from Ikeja.
Welcome, Shadrach.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry, I wonder how we are living in this country. Because it appears that it surprised me, for God's sake, that a normal human being will enter a city or a town of the whole people. You now went inside the bush and exercised inside the bush. What are you doing inside the bush? bush is the normal place for human beings to live.
Have you been following this conversation?
Yeah.
No, you have not. What do you think we're talking about?
Oh, we are talking about what happened at this thing now, but I still need to come down there.
No. I need you to share your feelings on what we're talking about.
All right.
If you can't do that, we can't have a conversation. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Rafa.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. So, for me, I think that what happened just reiterates the fact that we are much more divided than we have ever been.
Hello? Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah, because what happened, I grew up in the north, and when I read about what happened, I tried to picture the same situation, changing everything, and I feel, I don't know how to say this, but the same situation would have played out in the north if it happened there. If we switch the tribes, do everything, the same result that you have would have happened. And I grew up in the north, I've seen riots even start for something not even as drastic as somebody losing their life.
Yeah.
So for me, and I was, that was as far back as I was like 10, and now I'm like 28, which is like 18 years, the same thing still playing. But now what I see, because I see a lot of reactions online, and I see people who are supposed to be so-called elites who have gone to school supporting this, and I just say, wow, okay. In those days, you would have elites not support this. They would probably come out and say, this is not right. Let's try to get ourselves together. But now that we find so people who are supposed to be educated supporting it, it scares me. Because
It's disturbing. It's disturbing.
It's very disturbing because the divide is much more glaring than ever before.
Right.
And we need to do some... I don't know how this will work, but... I know we try not to talk about the government, right? But honestly, there's only so much as an individual that we can do. As a government, you need to sell something to your people.
Right.
What does the Nigerian government sell? A lot of people were so involved in the, you know, US elections, watching the stuff and everything. And I tried to listen online, and I tried to watch to see, okay, so what are these people so interested in? Because they're selling their people hope.
Right.
It might not be there physically, but they're making their people feel like, oh, there is a divide. We need to come together.
Right.
Every message, everything points to that. What exactly is the Nigerian government selling? Everybody feels like the Nigerian government sells division. So you see it play out even with the citizens. And it's really, really sad.
It is sad.
Very sad.
It is sad. Very sad. Thank you so much for speaking with me today. Thank you. Appreciate it. We're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. If you're watching now, you see pictures of the markets, the security agencies, how people have gathered together, looking at the ruins that trailed the fight and destruction that happened there at Shasha Market. It's quite a sad scene that I'm looking at on the live stream right now. Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3 on YouTube. You can watch what I'm seeing here, then you understand the level of destruction that happened in Ibadan on Friday. Frank is here from Ojo. Frank, good morning to you.
Yeah, Chief Kondre.
Welcome.
We are talking about tribalism. Abi?
You need to turn off your radio quickly. And we are not talking about tribalism. We're talking about the issue that we have.
I want to let you know something about what is happening now. I don't want to start from the last caller, but let me just start from my own directly because of 60 seconds.
Okay.
If we don't have... Let's assume now that this trap issue now has been going down before now. But the president now is trying to renew it again by bringing four confirmed staffs again. And by removing some...
Mr. Frank, I'm sorry I have to let you go because you cannot brazenly derail the conversation that we're having. Whatever your concerns are with service chiefs is invalid to me this morning on this show. I have a bigger, much more bigger objectives to achieve on this show today. If you're not ready to have this kind of conversation, then we are not ready to have that kind of conversation. It's as simple as that. Damian joins us right now. Damian, good morning to you. Yes, please.
Good morning, sir.
Morning to you.
Yes, sir. My name is Damian from Sudere.
Let's talk.
Please, sir, concerning what happened in Ibadan.
Right.
It is quite unfortunate. But you didn't tell us the safety of the woman, the pregnant woman.
No, no, nothing. Nothing happened to her. Nothing happened to her.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, we are divided so much now. If you check what the Sting governor said,
right,
that because the herdsmen have no security by the government, then they have to carry arms. If you listen to that kind of talk from a governor, you will know that we are not united.
All right. Thank you for calling me as well. Listen, it's not a must that you have to call in if you don't have any contribution to what we're talking about. I know that you have your own mindset as to what you are upset about, but you can do that with your paddy, you know. Yeah. But if you come on radio and a topic is being brought forward, I don't know how to put it. But hey, if you're watching on Facebook and on YouTube right now, you see buildings being set on fire, and the governor, coming to the scene of that horrific incident at Shasha in Ibadan. The studio line is 01465-7190. Let's see if we can squeeze in. Can we take one more call before we go? Yeah, we can. Jonathan is here. Jonathan, hi. Good morning to you.
Yeah, Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
Once again, I'm back. I couldn't call around 5
a.m. I know.
Now, the Baba Fatima story you are telling, Sherry, I'm telling you, it's not true. That's not the reality on ground, Sherry. Maybe you just feel that. It's not. Right from the days of Sefu, Okotiebo, all of them on the floor that time, we've been separated as a people. So don't let us paint anything. We have never been united as a people.
Never.
We have never, Sherif, that's a fact.
Okay. Just say your fact, not everybody's fact.
We have not. That's a fact, Sherif. If you get on the road now, blow an Igbo man, you see if his fellow Igbo man is there, they'll pounce on you as a Yoruba man. If me as a Bayelsa man blows, they'll beat me up. That's a fact.
Why would you go and beat somebody in the first place?
No.
It's you that you're looking for trouble now.
No. Misunderstanding can happen the way it happened in Oyo State. The point is this. Some people are blaming followers. It's not followers. It's leadership.
Okay.
And this present leadership has not shown it.
So the meaning of what happened in Ibadan to you is failure of leadership.
Yes. Now, let me tell you, when that thing happens, full intelligence will tell you that there will be fracas. What are the security agents? They will have got to position themselves to avoid what has happened. But they will not.
Okay.
Because there is no leadership. People from the presidency to the state to the local, there is no leadership. Very sad, and I'm very pained. I keep on saying it. Buhari, I voted for you twice. I'm highly disappointed.
Thank you, Jonathan, for calling me. Appreciate it. We're going to go to YouTube and take some comments that I've dropped on YouTube. Paul Ologun says, it's time for the country to disintegrate because the rubbish of the people are too much. Adetoro Adekunle says, look at the quality of politicians and religious leaders that we have today. Who is here again? Adewale Adesanya says the issue of insecurity is the responsibility of government and government alone. Okay, all right. YouTube comments there. Some I will not take if they are not fit to be read. I will not read them. So yeah, you can drop your comments there. I would come to them one after the other. In the meantime, we need to prepare now for a quick break. When we return, I will come back here and take more of your calls, more of your messages on WhatsApp, Facebook, and on YouTube. Twitter is also there, I know. I'm coming there after this break. Stay here on Nigeria Info. Live on your radio, broadcasting, of course, live from Etimian Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. I'm Sheriff Quadri, Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome to the last half hour of the show. 8:33 is the time from our studios here. 01465-7190. That is the studio line we're using. If you've been trying the old one, stop. Just stop. Try this one here. 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. That is the studio line. Someone asked me this question earlier about the Third Mainland Bridge that is supposed to be open today. 15th of February, so it's been pushed to the beginning of March. At least the closure will last until the entire February. There will even be one more complete total shutdown of the Third Mainland Bridge before it'll be reopened. So yeah, just to put that out there, Third Millennium Bridge is not open yet. It is not open yet. The full opening has been shifted to next month. That is March. Okay. All right. Now that we have that out there, let's get back to our conversation. Uche is here in Ikeja. Uche, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, Sharif, my brother.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Oh, I'm so excited. I got through.
Mm.
Now, Sharif, I was trying to make a point earlier on.
You're right.
You see, the problem we have is deep. And please, let nobody come on air and tell you it has to do with the followers. It has to do with the people following the leaders. No. Look, just like Jonathan said, Nigeria has never been united at any point in time. What we have only seen is that now the situation has actually gotten so worse that the division is becoming so clear and glaring.
Mm-hmm.
We were never united. If you look at the history of Nigeria...
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Sorry. Bamidele is joining us now. Bamidele, hi. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Yeah. You see, this issue...
Mm.
Leave has been there for a very long time.
Okay.
Let me make it simple.
Right.
You know, this case of American, black American, white, and everything, the right. way the white somehow sees the people as if they are less of them.
Mm.
You sometimes see the way people from here sometimes treat all the Aboki guys, Hausa guys, as if they are lesser than them sometimes.
Mm. Mm.
Right. And this thing has gone down. So we are moving about with ourselves as if we are hibernating, as if there's a time bomb looking to just for someone to tip off the other one.
Mm.
And it will turn into a big disaster. So it has always been there.
Okay.
We only need a trigger to make this thing, to explode this thing. So the way an Igbo man, the way an Hausa man, the way a Yoruba man sees an Hausa man in his state, it's like a slave somehow that came to just serve them, and they are the ones that are meant to do the dirtiest job, they are meant to do this job, they are meant. So they are less than who should even talk to them, to speak to them, or to even disrespect. It's a lot of that has been in there. And then this goes into our churches, our mosques, how they should actually teach us away from all this to make us on the, and this goes into homes too.
Right.
Parents, how do you treat when you are growing up, you don't know whether an Hausa boy is an Hausa boy, a Igbo boy is a Igbo boy.
Mm.
You guys are growing up together. So they start teaching you that all those guys, they are Aboki. Aboki are the one fetching water for us, cutting our nails. So the division has been there for a long
Bamidele,
time.
Thank you for talking to me, Bamidele. I mean, we have to stick to the 60 seconds. But if you're watching on Facebook and on YouTube, you can see people leaving their homes for fear of their lives, carrying their loads, some running. It's pathetic. What is happening? In the southwest here, and I said this in the morning as well, I will repeat it again. The southwest people are known to be highly hospitable. Highly hospitable. Now, for this to have happened here, it signals something. That signal is what I'm asking this morning. What does it mean? That event that happened at Shasha in Ibadan, what does it mean to you? The meaning maybe is surface to you, maybe it's deeper to you. That's all I'm asking. Look at families, look at people. Look at them. I'm watching right now on Facebook. Nigeria Info 99.3. That's where you can watch. On Facebook and on YouTube. Christopher is here. Christopher, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, it's more or less like you rightly said in the beginning. When you were growing up, you had someone you trusted with your property.
Everything.
You also said, you also played a tape of a poem, a famous...
D.K.
Famous poem
Chukwumerejie.
I really love that poem.
Hmm.
When I was growing up, it was almost the same thing. I had a best friend that was an Hausa boy. I'm a Bayo fan.
Hmm.
And we just grew to love ourselves like brothers.
Hmm.
I sometimes ask him about his religion, and he tells me, I'm like, wow, well, I'm a Christian. But it doesn't stop anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a situation in the market where a pregnant woman carrying a child, you know, having a misunderstanding, it happens every day
right.
in the market.
Right. It's a normal occurrence in the market. It hasn't gone
to the point where you are Hausa or you are Igbo. Yeah. Your Igbo boys push wheelbarrows too.
Yeah.
They also push wheelbarrows. Yeah. So it has no reason to want to include tribe in it. But the division is already there.
But
the Yoruba people are very, very hospitable. See, that is why Lagos have this development we have today.
Right.
That is why most Yoruba nations have the development they have today because of that hospitality they already have. You can come to any Yoruba land and succeed if you want to do business. If you want to do anything, you can come to Yoruba land and succeed. But this division, it's boiled down to how we have been taught in school, how our leaders have been acting. It is so painful. It's so painful because, for one, I would love to want to settle down in the north once upon a time.
Right.
But it doesn't happen anymore. Because of they have this ideology that you're coming from the west.
Yeah.
So you people are like this. No. We now need a leader that can define Nigeria as we are all Nigerians. I don't have to be an Igbo man or an Hausa man for me to even go to the market and buy something.
Right.
It's so painful.
Thank you, Christopher, for calling me. Appreciate it. Madam Ify is joining us now. Madam Ify, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
How are you, ma?
I'm fine. Very well. And the children?
Fine.
You see, my own opinion, as long as our president is in that seat, this skirmishes must continue. If you remember, before the election, this last election,
right,
there was relatively peaceful Nigeria, as if message was sent to them, you people should not cause commotion for me. Let me win this election. And that was it. Did you hear Hausa fighting here? Did you hear any scammers? Did you hear anything like kidnapping? None. For months. You'll be free to travel to anywhere. As if message was sent to them. So as long as that man, our president, is on that seat, particularly these small, illiterate ones, they feel that, our baba, now in there, you can do and undo. Sheriff, that's a sharp thing. The boy that used a pen knife or whatever to stab somebody,
yes.
Did they catch him? Was he arrested? I'm telling you, the next available trial is off. Back home. And he has caused commotion in the land. I ran away. Can they pick him up? But if it's a certain that they will pick him. Look, we have to bear it. You see my seat maker, I draw 2023. Come now. Let this whole thing end. Nigeria is in a mess. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Madam Ify. Oladipo is joining us from Relay. Oladipo, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
This is Pastor Oladipo calling from Relay.
It's a pleasure to have you.
Sherry,
you
see this problem? There is a serious gap in communication. And that is why I'm going to blame the government that they've allowed the National Orientation Agency to die. You know, this agency was created for some things like this. They are the ones that are supposed to be in every market, in every place, continuously making some kind of advert and jingles to unite us together. As the politicians are dividing us with their languages, this is their own job. Like this thing now, let me tell you, emotions are very high.
Very high.
And because of this, we need these agencies to go about, distribute leaflets. We are one, we are this, we are that. So the more they do these things, the more they calm the tension down. But these things are not being done. So we want to blame the followers. And people are collecting salary in that agency.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. I mean, it's the picture of the ruins of that market told just an inch of the story of what happened there. It's deeper than that. I mean, I asked earlier if it's surface to you, the meaning of what happened at Shasha in Ibadan. If it's deeper, let me know as well. I'm seeing people fleeing their homes now for fear of reprisal attack. I'm seeing dark smoke billowing into the skies from different buildings that are being set on fire. If you're not watching, please go ahead and watch right now. This happened on Friday in Ibadan. Ibadan of all places. If you're familiar with that place, you would understand. You would understand. Look at it. Just look at it. I'm watching right. Look at it. Buildings on fire. Look. Goods. Full stuff. Food stuff. It is sad. It's quite sad. That's why I said in the morning that this is... I wanted to have another conversation entirely this morning. But then again, this is the biggest conversation we should be having regularly in this country. If you check out the newspapers today, this is the conversation they're having. If you're not having this conversation, I don't know the conversation you want to have again. Because this borders on your safety, on your survival, on your existence. Let me take some thoughts on Facebook live stream. Some thoughts that have come in today. Lekan Kasumu says, it's a reflection of how the present administration has treated the issue of Fulani herdsmen. They have continually acted in a manner that shows us that northerners are superior and there is limited tolerance. Lekan with his thoughts there. Bello Ahmed says, Madam Ify, you are so... What's on your comments? Okay. I don't understand what you're saying here. Can you send it again so that I can understand that word that you put there? Yeah, please send it again. All right, let's go to YouTube where we're streaming as well. Joyce Undu on YouTube says, I'm deeply saddened by the deterioration of our unity. I hope we can heal. The leaders of various ethnic groups should sit with their people and preach peace. Their actions should match their words. That's Joyce on YouTube. Let's take this one as well. From Mike Sheon, who is watching on YouTube as well. Mike says, it's painful to see this kind of disunity amongst us Nigerians. Our leaders have a serious role to play. God help us. Okay, Mike, thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. We'll take one more. Just one more from YouTube before we move on to other platforms. Nkem says, how did Nigeria degenerate to so much hatred? I weep for Nigeria. Let's leave our leaders and focus on individuals. We need to be united and stop being tribalistic. We all have same color of blood. Nkem Emefiele sent that in on YouTube this morning. 8:47. Later at 8:55, we'll be playing just a minute. All right. But in the meantime, we've got some more reactions coming through. Hello. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Sure. Yes, please. Who am I speaking with?
This is Kola calling you from Ado-Ekiti.
Oh, how are you, Kola?
I'm fine, thank you.
How is Ado this morning?
Yeah, well, so-so.
Let's talk about this issue. Let's talk.
It's fundamental. What you don't have, you cannot give. And when there is a gap, definitely something will fill it up.
Yeah.
What we are experiencing is as a result of the gap that the government has created over a long time. And it's unfortunate that people around our president are not, managing what they should manage properly. It's deeper than what we are saying. I travel from Lagos to Ekiti every week.
Okay.
And I understand what goes on in Ibadan. Are you aware that people sell sword on the road?
Hawk, what? Hawkers. Sword?
If anybody travels around Iwo Road, ask them. You see those malam selling cutlass sword on the road. It's been on here. A lot of media houses in Ibadan have been shouting about that.
Goodness me.
Sheriff.
Yes, please.
Like you said in the morning, we are not only sitting on a keg of gunpowder. Is on a bomb. And what you are saying is just a tip of the iceberg. A lot of people are deeply bitter. And any little opportunity, they erupt. please, I don't know, if there is a way the entire media house in the country can call the media team of the president to order. What is going on in this country is more than what you guys are reporting.
Hmm.
It's deep.
Hmm.
It's deep.
Hmm.
God bless you, Sheriff.
Kola, God bless you too. Thank you for calling me from Adwekiti. Appreciate it. 8:49 is the time right now. I'm going to go take some thought off of WhatsApp and Twitter in a moment. Stay here.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Nigeria Info. Thank you for joining us. I've just been told now that the old line, that's the original line, 0700-993-993-993, is back. Not now. It'll be back to be used on Table Talk, all right? That's with Wemimo Adewuni. So you can't use it now, but you'll be able to use it on Wemimo's show at 9 o'clock this morning. 8:50 is the time. Let's see if we can squeeze in some messages. We can't take any more calls right now. I want to dedicate this last 5 minutes to taking messages, all right? John Zeno from Lekki says, you can't sow 97.5% division and expect to reap unity. You must reap what you sow. PMB must drop his pride and apologize to Nigerians for sowing the seed of division amongst us. He must begin the genuine process of reconciliation in the country. John Zeno, thank you for your thought. Let's get another one here. Government Peking, that's Mio. They've named me another one now, Government Peking. keep the names coming. Okay, and your question, Nigeria has never been one before. What makes us one, Nigeria, is the oil. No oil, no one, Nigeria. Hygienist Wachiku sent that in. Wahuku. Hygienist, thank you for your thought. Sean is in first act. Sean says, remember the interview you did some time ago on Kaduna Crisis? It all has to do with us not being our brother's keeper and ethnicity. All what was predicted in that interview is now coming true. Sean from First Act, thank you for your thought. Let's take another one here. Adebayo says, from my perspective, I think it's a lack of good communication. Something like this almost happened between my friend's mom and the Hausa guy. The Hausa guy said he told her 250 naira. The woman said he told her 150 naira. Fortunately, I got there and resolved it. But the guy still feel cheated from his facial expression. Adedayo, thank you for your thought. Let's take another one. Akpan Silas is in Magodo Estate. Akpan Silas says, Sheriff, within our state structures, some tribes in those states are degenerated, humiliated, marginalized. From our governor of Abia, Dr. Theodore Oji, sacked all Abian women from civil service because they married non-Abia men. Is it Buhari that caused that one? One particular tribe in this country openly show hatred for Buhari consistently. Since Buhari station, have you not heard? I think something skipped here. Akpan Silas, thank you for your thought on WhatsApp. I'm going to take another one from WhatsApp quickly now. Grandma Princess says, justice in any society is what brings peace. There is no two way about it. There is no justice in Nigeria. That is why there is chaos everywhere in Nigeria right now. So the government should start now to implement justice to Nigerian society if they want peace to reign in Nigeria. What is good for the wise?
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back from that short break. Let's go to Twitter to take some tweets. This one, quite a number of them here on Twitter. Let's see who is here. Luku Ruben Lekon says, the excesses of the killer headsman was going to spread to Hausa's sooner or later via reprisals. Say, Piri, I call for peace. Governor Makinde, please do something. Victor DK says, I have a solution. The thing is, are Nigerians ready? Okay. Victor DK, thank you for your thought. I really do appreciate it. I'm going to take another one here on Twitter. Cyril says, this pretty much sums up where we are as a country. Really sad. Femi the Great Pundit says, God bless Pastor Ladipo. National Orientation Agency is currently the most useless agency in Nigeria. They've not been doing anything to help change the ideologies being planted in people by politicians. It's sad we have been divided on this line for long. Labe says, the reason why we're now going to total disaster started in 2015 when political parties is preaching hatred and doing everything possible to achieve their numbers when election is getting closer. And they knew it divided Nigerians, but care not if it would bring them to power. Okay. That's how much we can take right now, Lagos. Thank you for your thought. In Lagos, Nigeria, this is how far we'll be able to go on the Morning Crossfire today.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's keep changing the narrative. Let's keep telling ourselves that hatred is not the way. We have to find a way to live with one another. We need to do a whole lot of work in our homes, in our worship places, in our schools. It's a collective responsibility if we want to survive as a country. This is the way to go. I'm Sherif Quadri. I'm online on Twitter at Sherif Quadri, on Instagram at Sherif Quadri, on LinkedIn, Sherif Quadri. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. Table Talk with Remy Madewuni is next. Good morning to you. And many thanks to our sponsors, by the way. Creditville, on Just a Minute. Good morning to you.